nobody lives there. Didn't take long until they filled it up, I guess.
Mm-hmm. If you build it, they will come. I guess
that's right. They saw it coming, so they went ahead and built it.
Well, among the people that you were at school with, a lot of people talk about integration and about those issues. Do you remember what things were like? Did you go to school?
Oh, yeah. I think Roswell High School was integrated, I think, in 1965, I want to say. It could be 64, but I think it was 1965. And that was quite interesting, you know. But I don't remember it ever being a problem. I don't ever really remember any conflicts with blacks and whites. I mean, it's like, at least my memory of it is, they came to our school and fit right in and had some new friends. You know, I don't remember there being any racial tensions or problems at all. And I know that may be naive on my part, and there was probably a lot of stress and anxiety going on that, especially from the black kids that came to the white school, that I'm totally clueless about, I'm sure. But from my standpoint, there was no, it was just like just two glasses of water poured right together.
Mm-hmm. Were you very much aware that there were there's a black neighborhood in Roswell?
Oh, absolutely. When I was a kid, our lady named Mary, black lady who lived down on, she and her husband John L. didn't have any children, and she loved children, and she came every Thursday. There's about five houses in a row there on, and the lady up at the first house went and picked up Mary, brought her to her house, and she ironed, did her ironing. And then she went to the next house, the next house, the next house. And my mother's was the last house, so my mother took her home in the afternoon. So she spent the day going to every Thursday to those houses. Oh, what a dear lady. She was our babysitter. Anytime our parents went out, you know, Mary came and stayed with us, and that was always a blast. I mean, she was a real hoot. She was just part of the family, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, certainly was aware. And, you know, all the blacks couldn't go into the restaurants or the restrooms or anything. I mean, it was totally segregated back then. Mm-hmm. And just the way it was.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've heard some stories about another group of people here in Roswell, the people who worked in the mill.
Oh yeah.
Were you in school with some of those folks? Or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, had quite a few friends who lived in the Mill Village. Yeah, that was a whole other community within itself. That was South Roswell. Mm-hmm. There was South Roswell down by the square, and then North Roswell up on Canton Street. Probably it was in the, I'm going to say, maybe the early 50s, Highway 9 wasn't even cut through all the way. You know, I had to go down Mimosa Boulevard around that way. So it was really like two separate, you know, the barbers on Canton Street, the drugstores, barbers, everything. And then you go down to the square, barbers, drugstore, everything. It was just...
Did you have names for those two parts of town at that time? You know, you called, or just by the streets, or...
I guess North Roswell and South Roswell. I don't really remember there being two distinct names.
Okay.
I just know that we who lived on the north side of Roswell were just a little smarter and a little more astute, a little better looking, a little more apt to go places, a little more in control. It's kind of a cut above the ones who lived on that part of Roswell. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, isn't that the way it always is?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
No, I had a lot of friends that lived down in the, parents worked in the cotton mill down there.